Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We are the morning shift. You got Mike here, Bo, I'm Allie Mack, and Dylan. And right after practice yesterday at Falcons training camp, it was day one, Dukes and Bell got to chat with Michael Penix. They pulled him aside, and Carl asked him, how different does the first day of camp feel this year compared to last year, and where he was mentally, physically, and preparation-wise?
I mean, the only difference is I got a different title this year, you know, but I always cut the main thing. You know, the goal is to do whatever I can to help this team win football games, and that's going to continue to stay that. So still the same mindset, you know, just a different title this year.
You were known as a great leader, man, a captain at Washington. Do you feel more comfortable taking that leadership role this season?
Yeah, man. I've always been comfortable in that role. You know, it don't come overnight. You know, obviously you got to gain that trust from the guys. And, you know, each and every day I continue to try to prove that, make sure the guys know that I'm somebody they can look at as a leader. And, you know, I just got to come out here and be consistent each and every day. And my play is going to speak for itself. So,
Michael Penix joining us here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. So a lot of conversation about Kyle Pitts this offseason. Saw that you guys got together, not just Pitts, but your receiving core. Yeah. Did you orchestrate that? Did you call the guys and say, hey, let's hook up and get together? And do you feel like you got some quality work in? Or was it just, hey, hanging out and get to know guys?
Yeah, to be honest, Mooney, Darnell Mooney, he called that up. You know, I definitely knew I wanted to get with the guys. But Mooney, he said it's on him this year. he took it this year, and he was like, hey, man, I know you fresh to it. You know, this is your first year starting. You know, I want to – He wanted to take over this year, you know, bringing the guys out, you know, to Cali and working together. So, but that's just the leader that he is as well, you know. But next year, it'll definitely be on me, so.
What's up, Darnell?
Darnell Mooney, baby. Hey, what's the relationship like with Zach Robinson, especially now that you are going to be the man from the jump as opposed to taking it in midseason last year? Anything different with the playbook, or is he working to your strengths?
My relationship with him is great. You know, he trusts me, I trust him, and he's gonna call whatever's on that playbook, because, you know, as long as we're on the same page, you know, whenever we get out there, you know, we're gonna go out there and make it work. You know, every call not gonna be great, every play by me not gonna be great, but at the end of the day, we gotta lean on each other, you know, in those hard times and even in those good times, you know, and always trust each other and, you know, always come to an understanding when it comes game day, and we locked in and we're gonna do whatever it takes to win football games.
Michael Penix joining us here on Dukes and Bell. Mike, there was a play last year Mike and I talked about where you went to Drake, y'all missed it, and you went right back to it, yeah. And you hit it for a touchdown. And I bring this up only to say, how much confidence do you instill, not only in Drake, but also maybe Kyle Pitts, and say, hey, I'm coming to you. Dog, I'm getting you to rock. Like, does that help? And is that you? Do you do those things for those guys, or is it just a situation that happens and plays out throughout the course of a game?
Man, it's what we do, not on Sundays, but, you know, throughout the week, each and every day, you know, gaining that confidence, gaining that that trust with those guys, and allowing them to understand, like, hey, man, we nobody perfect. You know, we strive to be perfect, but nobody's perfect. Everybody's not going to make every single play, you know, but as long as we continue to play the next play, you know, the ball will find you, and I'm always going to find an open guy. So they know that. They'll get the ball.
You remember that play?
I do.
We do, because that's the thing. Michael Penix Jr., our quarterback, joins us on Dukes and Bell. When we talk to people around the country about the Falcons and they ask us about you, I say that Sunday night game against the Commanders, that was like a big moment. It's like a playoff type atmosphere, and you made one of those great throws to Kyle Pitts for a touchdown. Did you go back and look at all your film from last year?
Yeah, I did.
What'd you think?
Oh, I mean, it was a lot of things to work off of. You know, obviously, you know, it was tough connecting, you know, early on, you know, but, you know, as we continue to get better each and every day, you know, just spending all that time, you know, outside of the game field and even off the field as well, you know, just building that relationship with those guys, you know, that connection to continue to build. And I've been seeing it build all offseason. I can't wait to see what we do this year.
SEC Media Days just happened. Kalen DeBoer was in town, and he said, hey, you came to the crib, y'all kicked it. You have a great relationship with him. What is he telling you as you now made your way into the professional ranks and helping you as long as he's known you? Probably he says he's known you better, you know, as far as an offensive coordinator and being around you than anybody else.
Yeah, man, he just telling me to be myself. You know, he said that's all I got to do, be myself. He told me to just trust my abilities and, you know, just go out there and have fun. You know, that's the biggest thing he always say, just have fun, you know, and be you. And that's the main thing that he always tell me.
Speaking of having fun, man, people loving the vibe, the working class hero, man, being at Costco when you get the word you're going to be the starter. What else did you do this summer, man? What was your off season?
This summer, I didn't really do too much. I went back home to my city in Dade City. You know, I had a kids camp there. you know, truly enjoyed that. You know, all the kids that came out and supported, and
had a street named after you, didn't you?
Got a street named after me. That was a blessing as well too. You know, so those things. I got out to fish a little bit. Been trying to golf, get my golf game better, but that's about it.
How's it?
You already catch?
Yeah, we're all fishing. Well, we try to fish.
Yeah, I caught. We just caught. We went trout fishing.
Okay.
Yeah, out there trout.
In the golf game, what's it look like?
It's getting there. I ain't gonna talk too much about it, but it's getting there.
Well, now it's go time. So it's, right. You shutting that down, right? You won't have time to do that.
Yeah.
Michael, what do you want to improve on, man? I mean, obviously, 3-game sample space, but you know your game. You know what you're capable of.
Mm-hmm.
Coming into this season, you say this is what I got to be better at. What is that?
Just the connection with the guys. You know, obviously seeing last year, you know, seeing all the plays that was left out there, you know, it's not something that, you know, I'm used to seeing. You know, I like to at least give my guys a chance, and it was the times last year where I wasn't giving them a chance, you know. So just make sure I give those guys a chance, you know, just connecting with them, you know, day in and day out, make sure that our chemistry is where it needs to be.
Do we know what the workload's going to be like in preseason? Because I know last year we wanted to see more of you in preseason. Have you talked to Coach about that yet?
No, no talks about that yet.
What about Kirk Cousins, man? How's that really? I know you're talking about how he's had your back. Same vibe?
Yeah, same vibe, man. He's great. A great guy. You know, he's still a leader. You know, everybody looking at him as a leader, and he's always going to be that, you know.
You feel what's going on around here? I'm talking about Atlanta, like, with you and, like, how people feel and the excitement. Do you feel that?
I am a little bit, you know. I feel like once season come around, you'll see it and feel it even more, you know. But I definitely am feeling the love, you know. It's amazing, you know. I love the city, man. It's a great city. You know, I was glad I got drafted here. You know, I'm not too far from home, so be able to have family come up a lot. So it's been great.
And then finally, we talked a lot about the playoffs. We talked to A.J. Terrell, Jesse Bates. You know, you're in your second year. A lot of these guys have not been in the playoffs. I mean, do you set goals like that, or just it is what it is?
No, we gotta win. we gotta get there, man. That's
ESPN
always the goal, man.
New York's
the goal, trying to win every one, you know. But
also,
we're gonna do whatever it takes to make sure that we do that.
Yeah, that was Michael Penix on Dukes and Bell yesterday on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Any takeaways from what Michael Penix had to say?
I thought it was a good interview. I love Penix. He's so good at understanding all the little things that he has to do. I noticed it last year, right after the game in Washington, when Arch did his interview, because Arch always talks post-game to whoever the quarterback is, and that was, like, only the second time he had done it, and it was his first loss in the NFL, and it was a crazy game, and just how he handled it was so classy. Raheem talked about Mike asked him about the preseason, about the playing time. Raheem basically kind of alluded to yesterday in his presser that there's not going to be a change and how they went about preseason last year, which makes me tend to believe we could see maybe a couple of series of Penix at the most. I think the question is how much we'll see Kurt.
I was going to say that's more the question for me, is how much to Kurt, which obviously we did not see much of Michael Penix last year during preseason.
We saw like a half.
I don't even think it was that long.
I think the Miami game he played a half, or maybe not even close, maybe almost.
I don't think it was quite a half, and we didn't see much of him at all. And that's really the conversation I'll be having moving forward. I don't think there's any upside to playing Michael Penix. But then, you know, you look at Easton Stick and Emory Jones, and I hated, and let me put this very bluntly, I thought the performance of the offense in week one against the Steelers was flat out embarrassing. And so I wondered if there would be any changes. Now, I think when you look at Zach Robinson being more up to bat, I think when you hopefully, like we talked about, that second year of development under an offensive coordinator with the same quarterbacks in the quarterback room and the cadences and the motions and everything else, hopefully it's down a little more pat. But that's what usually the preseason is for. And I don't think you can afford to come out and fall flat on your face in week one against Tampa Bay Buccaneers. I hope it's the right path moving forward. I don't know that it is, though, and I think that causes me some frustration for sure.
Looking back on everything we now know, how much of that week one performance was not playing in the preseason, Zach Robinson trying to get comfortable, the limitations of Kirk Cousins' ankle, which he has said that he just didn't feel like He didn't feel at any point 100% with his ankle. Not even talking about what happened later in the season. So going against a really good defense and an elite edge rusher, which you did not have a good game plan for. So I
think it's all the above.
Yeah. So I don't. That's why the preseason thing is an argument that I despise, because every year it's They play too much or they don't play enough. And it's never – it's one that it's always going to be there, and it feels like no one ever has a firm stance. People change their argument. Not saying you, but a lot of people seem to change their argument based on, you know, the situation, right? I think the thing, though, to me is we talked yesterday extensively about Bijan Robinson's third year, comfortability, Penix comfortability in the second training camp. I don't think we've talked enough about Zach Robinson's comfortability in the second year of an offensive coordinator in training camp and just things they want to do in camp and how he wants to run camp practices from an offensive play calling standpoint of what plays they're going through, what things they're polishing, so to speak.
I think you guys correct me if I'm wrong. Y'all were standing right next to me. I think the second or third play was a boot in the very first team period was a boot. And it was like, oh, okay. Yeah. Like we waited all year last year to see a boot. Lord knows I stepped on this postgame show on the Atlanta Falcons Radio Network and almost just beat my head on the table. And I was like, I don't understand why we're the only offense in the National Football League that doesn't pull a guard and doesn't run boots. Oh my gosh. And, you know, that continued, obviously, throughout most of the season until the very end when Penix did become a part of it. I think the very first play that Penix ran, or maybe the first third down, was a bootleg. And it's just interesting to see that, but hopefully that can make strides.
Well, I know we talked a lot about Michael Penix and his comfortability in his second year. I disagree with that, though, because yesterday he was wearing long sleeves and pants. There's no way he was comfortable. No way. No,
yeah,
you got to get a good lather up, Allie.
Look, man, this quarterback ain't doing nothing.
Coming up, we're going to get into the front page. We lost another notable that I think everyone has a memory of, and one of, if not the most traded player in baseball, retired yesterday. Plus, we've got my Allie Mack drop. It is Rookie Report Day. I'm coming with receipts for someone. That's next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and
the Odyssey app, brother.